Heinz Pipe Systems, but we're going to have a 5 or 10 minute break, please.
Not here.
Are they coming at all?
Well, we haven't been followed.
Okay, so we'll have a much longer break then. We'll again, either until Heinz Pipe Systems turn up or until 12:45, whichever is the earlier. We will resume the hearing of submissions on the proposed South End Water and Land Plan, and the next submitter on my list is number 440, Rita Kent, but I understand Mr. Kent has come instead, is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you want to come on up? So, good afternoon and welcome. We've read the original submission that was lodged, so you don't need to reread that out to us. You're very welcome to speak to that and highlight the key points of concern for us. You don't need to stand up on this very lot, and you're very welcome to sit.
Right to go?
Yep.
Just first off, I'm not sure whether I'm actually allowed to do this, but you can advise me. I just have a couple of queries that, if they could be answered, would be much appreciated, on what I'm speaking about. And I don't want to talk a load of rubbish, but I've just got a couple of queries.
Generally we don't answer questions, but ask your queries and I'll see what they are before I make a ruling on that.
Okay. Under the Land and Water Plan, are the rules the same for urban and rural people?
Yeah, no, that's a question we're not going to answer. So, what's your next query?
Okay.
And why I say that is that we're here to hear the submissions and your points of concern. If you have questions of interpretation like that, you need to put them into the council office.
Yeah, but it's already in this one here, if you'd like to read the top paragraph.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So what was your next query?
Is the time frame for the resource consent fully concentrated the same? Is the length of time to get fully submitted the same as the rural people?
Again, it's a question that we won't answer, but you're welcome to put that to the council staff.
Okay.
We don't deal with the details of consent processes.
Okay. This next one is 80% plus towns and cities do not comply or are non-compliant. Invercargill has 9 years to run on their existing consent to discharge to water. In the event of a heavy rainfall, the stormwater and sewage drains overflow into the holding ponds. ICC opens the sluice gates and lets it all go, 122 hours a year. Is this acceptable? And is Environment Southland going to achieve in controlling this?
See,
is that the same question you're going to give me?
That's the same question. What you should be doing with your time is to take the submission that was lodged and address the points made in the submission and outline any key issues you want us to bear in mind going forward.
Well, this is attached to this issue that I've already brought up.
We're not going to answer queries like that. That's not our role.
Okay. Right. I shall continue.
Yep, thank you.
Do you think it would be more prudent to work with farmers to reach a common ground for best farming practice, to completely understand what is required and have a collective solution for waterways, rivers and estuaries? Common sense and an understanding of environmental problems coupled with good sound science will always work. Southland has been a trendsetter in the last 10 years on environmental problems. Other regions have got it wrong. So are you going to get it wrong too? I hope not. We don't want to end up in the Environment Court. There's no winners there. Resource consent costs. I have just had mine done. To get professionals to milk another 60 cows has cost me $10,000 just for the paperwork. Don't take away our freedom to solve problems. Farmers are the best problem solvers out there because they are willing to spend money to find good solutions. Unlike what's being said about farming, by people who have their own political agenda, science is proving we are not the biggest polluters. The French have a great way to get their point of view across. I hope we don't have to resort to that. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. We'll see if we have any questions for you, Morris, starting at
your end. No, Mr. Chairman, I didn't, but thank you for coming in.
No questions from me, thank you.
Sure.
I'm fine, thanks.
And Roy?
Just one, in your submission you talked about Appendix N. Appendix N is the management plan requirements, and you suggested the costs are, there's a cost for that. Do you think that the farmer should be able to actually put most of that in themselves? Is it your view that you have to get a consultant, or would you rather have it that it was prepared in such a way that the farmer could actually put in what's needed?
I hear where you're coming from. I think it should be made a hell of a lot easier than what it is. To get the professionals who to do all your nutrient budgeting, all your what you're putting out, what storage, all the rest of it, should be a lot easier in the fact that we don't get the queries coming back, not enough information, not enough information. And so if you're going to put in professionals, you're hopefully to get through in first hit, not spend weeks and months on it, which is costing you a fortune.
And my other point is, you've made mention under Appendix P, the effluent pond drop test methodology. Do you want to just expand that a little bit more?
Now, let me read this one. The drop test, if the ponds that have been, the ponds or the tanks that have been put in, if the equipment installer, who is a certified technician, they should be standing by their products anyway. And if it comes to regional councils or environments, it is accepted by you guys, they're not rag bones from way out back, that should be good enough to be passed. Because otherwise, if you get independents coming in there, that's just another cost.
Okay, can I just clarify that? I understand your comments for a new pond.
Yeah.
What about the existing ponds that are out there? Is that feasible that a drop test is done?
Well, most of them should have been signed off. In the last 10 years, all ponds would have been signed off in the last 10 years. Okay? The clays in that were used, marginal. They should all have liners in them, regardless. Once that's put in place, if it's got tiles or if it's got an overflow underneath it, that you can see, if you have a rat bite a hole in it or something, then we can do something about it. We shouldn't be having additional costs put on us to have everything right. Because we have all these resource consents, we spend all this money and putting stuff in, and we, as I have in 4 years, I've got to come back for a total new resource consent only because I wanted to increase 50 cows. I already had a resource consent. I should have only been able to, have to apply for the other 60 cows to come on my farm.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, thank you for answering my questions.
All right, thank you very much. And thank you very much for coming in, Mr. Kent. I've no further questions for you, but thanks for taking the time to come.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the next submitters on my list are a large conglomerate of submitters, collectively known as the Wilkins Group. Are those parties here?
Yes.
Do you want one? Are there any more to arrive?
Yes, but they're the same.
Sorry,
So, do you have like a spokesperson, or is each individual submitter going to speak, or how do you intend to run your afternoon? How do you intend to make the best use of your time?
Yes, we hope to make a good use of our time, thank you.
Yep.
You have a copy though.
Oh, okay. Was this emailed through?
No.
Oh, okay, right.
And I'll get you, you keep that copy.